itself is just really a reminder to yourself. I just really want to create a platform, you know, for creatives and entrepreneurs, you know. As long as you have trust, faith, you know, the universe is going to have your back. And that's my note to self.
Welcome to another episode of Note to Self. This is your host, Jariah. And before we get into today's episode, I just want you guys to relax, wind down. I'm going to play some music before we get into today's episode. You know, if you're driving on your way home from work, to work, whatever. I just want you to feel the vibes before we get into today's episode, and I'll be right with you guys in just a moment.
I ain't wasting no more time with his labels. I done give you as my heart and you play with it. I hit a little double when you're down on both knees. Gotta get a grip cause I ain't your main sweet. All this money that you're talking, I already spent that. Every dollar that I gave you, I need every cent.
I like feel good music, and this is like a feel good song. It's actually part of my feel good playlist. Her name is Kiana Lede, and the song's called Labels. But I like feel good music because, especially when you just having a good ass day, feeling good, looking good, all of that. Like I just love feel good music. It just puts me on a high ass frequency, and I just love it. But anyway, I don't really have a specific topic for today's episode, so I'm just gonna go ahead and just vent and talk. But before I do get into it, I do want to say we are almost done with 2020, and 2021 is literally next week. I hope everybody has written down their goals that they have for next year, at least the first 3 months. I know I have. I've kind of got ahead this year. I actually started towards the end of October, middle of November. But I feel real confident about this year. All the seeds that I've planted, I know are gonna come to fruition next year. So I'm just super excited. I've been patient, meditating, and just really doing a lot of inner work. So I'm excited about 2021. But so let's go ahead and get into this episode today. Honestly, I had a situation that happened like 2 weeks ago. Nothing serious, but the situation just had me reevaluate myself and remind myself of who Jariah is, you know? I'm starting to know my worth. And I just felt like for a long time, like, you know, we all tell ourselves, you know, we know our worth, you know, you post statuses all day about loving yourself and stuff like that. But I wasn't really loving myself the way that I thought I was. And I was in my feelings a little bit about it, but I'm not anymore, you know, now that I reminded myself who the fuck I was. You know, and I think we all run across situations that, you know, that make us remind ourselves of who we are. Self-evaluation is very important, and I usually take time, you know, time out of a few months. Usually I give myself a few months, I say like 3 months, and you know, sorry, I'm sitting in my closet, but there's moments and times where I take time out of my day and really reevaluate, you know, my life and where I'm at and all of that. Like, I think that's very important. And that's why I like to journal a lot too, because I write all my reevaluations in my journal, you know, and it just really helps me a lot, you know, with my process on my journey. So, cause you know, we're all not perfect. We're all not perfect, but, that's why I like to reevaluate. But yeah, like I'm really starting to know my self-worth, and setting boundaries is very important in any type of relationship. That goes for friendships, relationships, like actual relationships, even with family too. I think it's important that we set these boundaries, because it it helps us from, it saves us from disappointment and, you know, our time being wasted. And also to let motherfuckers know, don't fucking play with me, period. Don't cross this motherfucking line. Because one and you're done at this point. Like, I'm at the point where I'm not looking at 50 red flags. No, I'm like at a point where I'm setting these boundaries. And if you cross that, then you're done. I'm not doing this to myself anymore. I'm not letting shit slide. You know, I'm not settling for anything less than I deserve. Especially if you know you're putting good intentions out there. You know, you got a lot of shit going for yourselves. You know, it's kind of disrespectful when you let shit slide and you let people think they can just play with you and shit like that. Like, you know, that's really disrespecting yourself. And I feel like, you know, we're not tolerating that shit anymore. Like, I'm at a point where I don't give a fuck if I hurt your feelings or not, because what you're not gonna do is play with me. Like I said, that goes for friendships, relationships, and family at this point. You know, I'm always giving people the benefit of the doubt, and I hate that I fucking do that shit. And I'm not doing it no more. I'm just like, I'm at a point where I'm just too invested in myself that I don't really have time to sit here and deal with none of that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna put myself on a lot lower vibration or lower frequency, because right now I got too much shit on my plate that I'm trying to handle. You know, I don't have time for the extras. I really don't have time for the bullshit. I don't, you know. Like I said, 2 weeks ago, I cut all access. I closed a chapter out that should have been closed, but I finally closed it out, and I feel so much weight lifted off my shoulder. You know, 2021 is all about me. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm on some queen shit. You know, I'm on some queen shit. I'm vibing high, and I'm not interfering with anybody who's vibing low. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, if you got negative energy, you can't come near me, and I'm not allowing you to interfere with my motherfucking energy. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just leveling up in all aspects of my life. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I want more, so I'm gonna go get it. You know, I want to be surrounded by certain things, positive people. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be around negative Nancy's all fucking day. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to do that shit. Like, that shit is not where I want to be, because it's just like, it's no fun being on a low vibration. It's not. I want to be around winners. I want to be around people who value themselves, people who know their worth. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, I want something new. I want different shit next year, and I'm gonna get it by any means. Like, all the seeds that I've been planting are gonna come to fruition next year. And like I said, I just want new beginnings. That's what the new year's for, new beginnings. Like, don't pray for new shit and then still be on the old shit. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't really a new year for you at all. You know? And like I said, this is gonna be a new year. You know, new everything. So like I said, new money, around new people, new energy, everything. And you know, certain things, certain people have an expiration date in your life, and I'm just now coming to that realization. Like, when you know how the universe works, you know, you're really gonna stop questioning a lot of shit that happens. You know, you're really gonna stop questioning shit that happens, especially if you're a person that has really been putting out good intentions and your energy's good. You don't have to really question shit that goes on in your life, because it's like, you good. You know, you're good. You know what I'm saying? This is just God preparing and maneuvering people and things in your life for better. You know what I'm saying? Because it always gets replaced with better. So, yeah. But I'm just super excited for the new year. I've been doing, like I said, I've been doing a lot of inner self work. I've been being more patient with myself. Being still and knowing things are going to work out. I told you guys this before, but I always struggled with patience. Like, I don't know, like, that shit is just, it was just so hard for me. But it's just like, things take time. Time is everything. And I always give this example, like food, like for instance, like if you're baking a cake or making food, you know, in order to get good quality food or, you know, good tasting food, it takes time to prep and prepare the food, make sure it's all seasoned right and good, or, you know, all the ingredients is in there and stuff like that. So that's how I just see a lot of things in life, especially when it comes to, like, you know, if you're going after certain things or you're manifesting, you know, a certain thing in your life. That's just how I see it as. Or two, another example, this one lady, I was watching a video the other day. I forgot her YouTube, but she really put it in a good, I like the example that she gave, like a package. You know, when you place your order and then, like, Amazon, or you order some shit off of Fashion Nova or whatever, you know, it goes through a process. You know, you place your order, you get the confirmation, and then, you know, it goes, you wait for them to package everything, right? Make sure your stuff is in there. Then they take it to, like, you know, the post office, and it goes through processing. And so you get the point, right? So that's just how it is. And that's why I've been really, it's been easy for me to be really, really patient with myself. So it's really been paying off being patient, because, like, a lot of things I have listed for 2021 are actually, I have been happening, you know, and it's just shocking me. I'm just like, oh, I'm like, okay, so patience does pay. So I'm just super excited about the new year. Like I said, it's gonna be a new year for me, like, new beginning, new everything, new money, new energy. And I'm just excited about it all. So but yeah, I don't really have much to talk about on this episode. Like I said, I don't really plan a lot of the episodes out. I just kind of go with the flow. This one's a short one. This might be my last, this is gonna be the last episode for the year. I might just start, I'm not gonna start a season 3 until probably, like, middle of 2021. So, but we shall see. I'm just praying that, you know, this COVID shit ends soon, so, you know, we can start being out in the public eye, because I really want to start doing, like, footage of my podcast with people and stuff like that. So that idea is still on the board. But, you know, we're in a pandemic. But I just want to thank you to those who have been tuning in onto my podcast. One note to self reminder. I do want a message that I want to give to you guys, is because, honestly, anybody who has been listening from the jump knows that 2019 was a crazy ass year for me. You know, I told you I had left my job, that I currently got back at the beginning of the year. And, you know, I was kind of struggling and going through it. And, you know, my message is, don't give up. You know, don't give up. Because there's many nights I would cry and I want to give up. And just something told me to keep going. I was like, Jerrell, you got to keep going. Because it's like, if you stop, then, you know, it ain't really going to help, you know. And, you know, giving up wasn't really an option for me. And I just kept going. I kept believing in myself. I prayed every day. You know, I just kept going. And from here, like, look, like, everything literally had changed in a year. And I had a little emotional moment, because it's like, yo, like, your life really changed, and you took yourself out of a hard spot. And my message is, these tough times are temporary. Tough times are temporary. You know what I'm saying? Even when things are slow and stagnant, just know something is still in the works. And it's okay to feel stuck, you know, feel those emotions. You got to feel those emotions, because there's times when we try to get about that rut, you know. It's okay to feel sad sometimes. Just feel the emotion. So, you know, when you come across these emotions again, you won't be, you know, you're familiar with it. So you know what to do on how to get out of it. But I'm just letting you know, it's okay to feel it. I felt every emotion. I kid you not, I felt every emotion. And I would try to run away from those emotions, but you got to feel them in order to, you know, to build that character, you know what I'm saying? Because it's only going to make you stronger. But I'm just saying to say this, like I said, it's okay to feel those emotions, because it's all going to bypass, you know? as long as you keep believing in yourself, keep talking to God, keep writing it down, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know shit is going to get better. You know, you just got to believe it. Even when you can't see it, you got to walk by faith, not by sight. I love that. I love that quote. I love that quote so much because, like I said, I didn't picture this whole year to be anything like this. And I didn't know how long I was going to be down for. But by the grace of God, my situation turned around. And, you know, I'm glad that God has given me a second chance to fix shit, to get back on my shit, you know. And, you know, I've learned so many lessons from being that low in my life, you know. And it's only making me go harder. So, that's just my message, just to keep going, you know, keep going. There's a light there. As long as you continue to set these reminders, these notes to yourself. You know, I was watching YouTube videos with Steve Harvey, you know, all these motivational speeches, podcasts. It's just so much. And, that really kept me going, and I'm here, and it's only going up from here. So that's why I'm super excited for 2021, because, like I said, God gave me a second chance at, you know, at it, and I'm here. So I'm super excited. I hope this podcast touches whoever. But thank you guys for listening and taking time out of your day. But I will see you guys next episode. And you guys enjoy the rest of your night. A blessing to his family, but he still acts shady. That's so crazy. If he fuck up again, or I better not see him again. Fuck him, he just pretend. More important shit you gotta handle. Fuck him and cancel. Fuck him and cancel. You know the vibe. Vibes, yeah, you got time, yeah, vibes, 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 oh.